When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
She writes, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, love your show. Listen as often as I can. I especially love all the juicy drama with your group therapy segments."
Okay, thank you.
Well, here I am. Just a girl standing in front of a morning radio show asking them for help.
Wait, hang on a second. Did she drop a Notting Hill reference?
Yes, she did.
I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy asking to love her.
She did. I appreciate that.
That's so us. I love it. She knew we'd get it. Anyway, I'm kind of upset. Need to know if I'm the jerk here or not.
Okay.
So I love how enthusiastic my fiance's mom has been about our upcoming wedding. Mm-hmm. She's gone with me to every appointment I've had for wedding planning. Her favorite trip was when we recently picked up my wedding dress.
For sure.
I've been saving for this dress for a while, and I've dreamed of it for years. It cost me $3,000.
Okay.
My fiance's mom loved it as well.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, maybe she liked it a little too much, because she hit me up with a weird request when we got to my apartment. She asked me if she could try it on and have me take a photo of her in it.
Well, that is kind of weird.
I was really weirded out, awkwardly told her I wasn't comfortable with that. She kept insisting. I told her that maybe after the wedding, but not before. She was disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on Saturday, I come home from shopping and my fiance's in the living room. So I head for our bedroom and he tries to stop me. He's acting weird. I had bags to put down on my bed, so I go in.
Oh, no.
And was horrified to see his mom standing there in the mirror with my wedding dress on.
Oh, my gosh.
So I freak out.
Mm-hmm.
I demand she take it off.
Mm-hmm.
She rushes into the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
When she comes out in her own clothes, I let her have it. During the exchange, I called her a twisted bee.
Ooh.
And tell her to get out of my apartment. My fiance lives with me, but he went with her.
Ooh.
My fiance and I then have a fight on the phone. I tell him that I want his mom to buy me a new dress. When I tried it back on, it appears to be stretched out. He says that I'm way overreacting, and he tells me the first thing that needs to happen is that I need to apologize for calling his mom a twisted bee. My parents think I need to be the bigger person and just apologize and move on, but I'm sorry, this really bothers me. This is a wedding dress. And I'm the only person that should wear it before my wedding day, right? Do you think I'm a jerk for wanting a new dress?
Oh.
I'm mad at both of them and seriously considering postponing the wedding.
Okay, so no, I don't think she is a jerk for wanting, well, the mother-in-law should, well, that is just a whole can of worms right there. The mother-in-law kind of not listening to her future daughter-in-law and obeying the wishes. Like, there's some deeper-seated issues there.
Yes. The fact that she just was so adamant about, like, not honoring her future daughter-in-law's wishes, like, she should understand. Well, I get it. She wants to be the only one to wear the dress.
Well, even her fiance, you know, obviously he knew what was happening because when she came in, he tried to stop her from going into the bedroom.
Right.
He knew that that was taking place.
Yes.
And he,
she probably mentioned it to him. Like when it initially happened, like she's probably like, "Hey, something kind of weird happened with your mom. Like she really wanted to try my dress
wedding
on."
Dress. And I told her no.
No.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So he knew that
he had to have been aware.
Not a cool thing. Otherwise he would have just let her in. And like if he would have known, or he would have not known that, oh, this is weird, or thought that was completely normal.
Yes.
Then he would have just been like, whatever, and let them see each other. But he tried to stop it. So I kind of have a problem with him for not saying no to his own mom.
Yeah. There's a lot of people rolling in. Susie's like, wedding would be off. Justin's like, yeah, you shouldn't be getting married anymore. Sorry, red flag. Bethany says, sounds like the mother-in-law is living vicariously through you. What a weird woman. Total lack of boundaries.
Yeah, it's the lack of boundaries. Like, she put up boundaries.
It was clear.
And
she
said,
put up clear boundaries.
Yeah, she said maybe after the wedding,
not
before. Mother-in-law's like, well.
Uh-huh. Yeah, which... Now, there may be people rolling in saying, well, there's other people that probably tried it on at the dress shop before you bought it.
Well, that is true.
Yes.
That is true.
Right.
But to that point, Madison didn't go and tell those other people, don't try on this wedding dress.
Right.
I've already bought it. It's mine. I have it. And then they're like, it's okay.
Well, so this is what I'm curious. Like, is the future mother-in-law, is she single and thinking that she may get married again one day? Is that the reason why she wanted to try it on? Because I can't. I'm trying to figure out why
the need
she
to
would
try
want
the,
to try on a wedding dress.
Yeah.
Like, why are you not shopping for like a mother of the groom dress? You know, it just that's the weird thing for me. Do we postpone the wedding over it?
I mean, there are several people that are like, this is more than just postponement. This is maybe an indefinite postponement.
Yeah. So many people are. Andrew says the mother-in-law is in the wrong. There are boundaries which the bride explicitly set and she blatantly crossed them. Yeah. So, I mean, everybody's on Madison's side about this as far as like, yes, you should be upset because that was weird.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in the wrong.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? Your comments, I mean, I think a lot of that is, I think it's on the mother-in-law.
Well, yeah, and a lot of people are agreeing, yes, why was he allowing it? Mm-hmm. He had to have known that his fiance said no. I'm sure she told him that story.
Mm. All right.
Most women would.
Do you have, I mean, I can't imagine that anybody has anything similar to this happen in their life where... but just from a simple standpoint of you asked mother-in-law or you asked father-in-law not to do something before the wedding, but he did or she did anyways. Oh, man, that's asking a lot, too. I don't know. Would welcome your comments. All right. 502-795-1997. Right now, Kelly and I are like, no, you're not necessarily the jerk here.
I don't know if we're going as far as to say, call off the wedding. But then again... Madison knows if there are like other things that have happened in the course of their relationship that would kind of this be the last straw.
Yeah. All right. 502-795-1997. This is group therapy. In the middle of group therapy where Madison's future mother-in-law tried on her wedding dress before the wedding after she said not to. Now she's big mad because the dress is stretched out, according to her. She wants her mother-in-law to like... cover the cost to buy a new one.
But so many people are pointing out this is probably more about mother-in-law crossing boundaries than just the dress. And people are saying, is this a scene from the movie Monster-in-Law? All I can picture is J-Lo and Jane Fonda.
Right.
This poor girl doesn't know what she's in for.
Now, Kathy is the mom of three boys. She says she has two daughter-in-laws and never would want to try their wedding dress on. She says maybe she has a bit of jealousy or nostalgia that she didn't have a beautiful dress like Madison. She should apologize for not respecting your feelings, and you should apologize for the names you called her.
Yeah.
Which we did kind of glaze over the fact that she called her...
a twisted bee.
Yeah,
a
twisted bee, right. That is wild. And this is I'm actually sitting here going, is this even, I hate to call out the validity of something, but Madison and a story on Reddit seem very similar.
Many people are pointing that out.
So I feel like Madison may have been inspired by this and said, hey, maybe I want to jump in on this too. Regardless, this is a situation that happened. So I don't know, Madison, if it's actually happening to you or not.
Listen, she quoted Notting Hill to us and she says she loves our show and our group therapy segments and all the drama. And now she wants to be a part of the drama.
She did. She wants to be a part of it.
So Chrissy says, wow, don't even know what to say. This is so wrong. What is the matter with this woman? Honestly, I don't know if I could let that go. That's weird and rude and completely selfish of your future mother-in-law to even ask if she could put on your wedding dress and then to do it behind your back. Don't know if I would have handled it as well as you, but that's just creepy. Right. I'd be ticked off. Wow. Yeah. Just wow.
All right. Yeah, you can read it up and see the comments, post your own if you like, at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook.
I feel like she does need to apologize for the name calling.
Yeah, sure. Because especially if you go through with the wedding.
If even, she decides that, yes.
Yeah, even though there are plenty of people that are like, I'd be done with it.
Exactly. But if this is an isolated incident and you've never seen any other signs of this kind of behavior happening, and you want to go ahead and marry him, you need to kind of mend the fence and just maybe apologize for your role in overreacting, but then make it clear that you don't want boundaries crossed again.
I was going to say, this is a sign of maybe what's to come. So,
well, and then you have to think about, too, what if down the road they have kids? Mm-hmm. And then is she, as a grandma, going to respect boundaries that you set with them as well?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, good luck.
Yes.
And let us know how that all works out. No, we don't think you're necessarily the jerk for how you reacted, but maybe we should all apologize here.
Yeah, we should apologize for, you know, the reaction. And then just again, in a calm tone, just lay out that you're not okay with the way that she crossed a boundary that you clearly set. And you hope it doesn't happen in the future because she's excited to be a part of the family.
All right, there you go. That is group therapy.